AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Pinnacle West's high range advance gets volume support, while utilities pressure stays selective. Pinnacle West finished the week within 0.3% of its 52-week high after a 5.6% gain on 8.0 million shares. But the broader utilities backdrop remains uneven beneath the regulated electric strength. Research brief. Pinnacle West Capital closed at $108.1 on 26 June, up 5.6% for the week, and 8.4% over 4 weeks, with volume running 1.4 times its 13-week average. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 24-week streak. Relative strength is positive, and the stock ranks in the upper quintile of U.S. utilities peers. The risk is that price is now 11.5% above its trend line, and 32.6% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving less room for disappointment if participation fades. Key points. 1. PNW closed at $108.1, just 0.3% below its 52-week high of $108.4, and at 98.9% of its yearly range. 2. The stock gained 5.6% for the week, 8.4% over 4 weeks, and 26.9% over 52 weeks, with the weekly trend signal active for 24 consecutive weeks. 3. Volume reached 8.0 million shares, equal to 1.4 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages, giving the latest advance better than average participation, but not a decisive 1.5x plus confirmation. 4. Sector context is mixed. U.S. utilities had 55.0% trend breadth, but only 34.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 46.0% positive relative strength breadth. 5. The regulated electric industry is firmer than the sector, with 65.1% trend breadth and 53.5% positive relative strength breadth, while market dynamics breadth remains soft at 30.2%. High range price action with participation behind it. Pinnacle West Capital, the regulated electric utility holding company behind Arizona Public Service and Bright Canyon Energy, ended the latest completed week at $108.1. The move placed the stock within 0.3% of its 52-week high and at 98.9% of its annual range, turning a steady utility advance into a high-range test with visible participation. The 5.6% weekly gain came on 8.0 million shares versus a 13-week average of 5.7 million and a 52-week average of 5.8 million. That 1.4 times volume ratio supports the move, although it falls just short of the stronger confirmation threshold that would make the next leg easier to trust. Over longer windows, momentum remains constructive. 8.4% over 4 weeks, 6.2% over 12 weeks, 24.6% over 26 weeks, and 26.9% over 52 weeks. Trend signal remains active, but valuation distance is no longer modest. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 24-week active streak and 35 active weeks across the past year, equal to 67.3% trend breadth for the stock. Price sits 11.5% above the weekly trend line at $96.97, keeping the ShareMaestro tape constructive and giving the trend room before the main regime level is challenged. The less comfortable part of the setup is valuation distance. PNW trades 32.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of $81.48, showing persistent premium demand, but also raising the cost of a failed continuation attempt. Market dynamics has turned positive at 0.08, and relative strength reads 7.61, while the expectancy model is positive at 57.68%. Even so, the current signal state does not show a fresh trigger, and the data flags 4 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Regulated electric peers are stronger than the wider sector. The sector read is supportive, but not broad. U.S. utilities averaged a 1.9% weekly return, and PNW ranked 19th of 100 sector names for the week, putting it around the 92nd percentile. Beneath that, breadth is uneven. 55.0% of sector constituents have active weekly trend signals, but only 34.0% show positive market dynamics, and 46.0% show positive relative strength. The industry comparison is cleaner. Within U.S. utilities, regulated electric, PNW ranked 10th of 43 for the week and 6th over 4 weeks, with industry trend breadth at 65.1% and positive relative strength breadth at 53.5%. Ameren, American Electric Power, DTE Energy, IDACORP, and CMS Energy also posted strong four-week numbers, showing that PNW's move is part of a broader, regulated electric bid rather than an isolated spike. What to watch next? The next test is whether price can hold near the high while activity pressure stays positive. A move through the 52-week high with volume above 1.5 times average would improve the evidence for continued institutional participation. A retreat on expanding volume would make the 11.5% premium to the trend line more exposed. Risk is not excessive by recent standards, but it is rising with the range position. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.7% versus a 52-week base of 2.4%. And the one-year split remains favorable at 32 positive weeks against 20 negative weeks. Average up weeks of 1.9% and average down weeks of 1.8% suggest balanced skew. So the key issue is less volatility itself and more whether momentum can absorb a near-high pause without losing market dynamics support. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.